supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church, declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Thomas, who works for the freeze-dried guy that provides freeze-dried food for a lot of our listeners. And certainly Thomas, he's going to bring us up to date with what's happening. Hi, Thomas. How are we doing?
Good, sir. How are you, Stan?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. And, of course, basically, we're going to be talking about the importance of laying in a good supply of certainly freeze-dried food and other things, because I personally believe we're moving into very, very difficult times. I don't know what the future holds, but I do know that certainly there are people who are very knowledgeable, are concerned about a financial collapse. They're concerned about the possibility of an electromagnetic pulse attack. They're concerned about the possibility of a massive solar flare. They're concerned certainly about the possibility of some sort of an epidemic or beginning social unrest. Under any circumstances, people need to be prepared, because if the structure of society as we know it begins to break down, why, there's not going to be food at the stores. You go ahead and pick up the story, Thomas, of why you believe people should be making preparations for perhaps an uncertain future.
Well, Stan, every day you look around and you can see the world is an ever-changing place. You can see that these are truly uncertain times. And just today, as a matter of fact, today I wrote a post on freezedryguy.com about everything that New York is doing in emergency preparedness. Governor Cuomo a few days ago gave his State of the State address, and a great focus was on emergency preparedness. And you and I have talked in the past about the importance of New York being the financial center that it is. And the governor is making plans. He announced plans for the first ever emergency preparedness college in the United States that would focus on disaster preparedness. It would focus on homeland security, and it would focus on cybersecurity. And, these are really important issues in our country today. They're working on putting together a group of 100,000 citizens, and they call them like citizen first responders, who would be able to help in the community at the time of a disaster emergency and also be highly trained to assist the professional first responders in doing their job. So If an important state in our country and the biggest city in our country is working on plans of that magnitude, I think it tells you that you doing something in your own home with your own family and your friends and your loved ones and your neighbors is a really smart and prudent thing to do.
And I certainly agree with that. In fact, it's really very interesting that the state of Maine has actually moved. They have legislation. They're in the process of doing it now, cutting themselves off from all of the other electronic grids in the country because they're concerned about either a solar flare or an EMP attack. And basically, if that were to happen because of the way the electric grid's set up, why would knock out their electricity? And so they, along with the rest of the country, would be plunged into the way things were in the mid mid-1800s, and at least the way that it is now, why Maine, once they get unplugged and disconnected from the rest of the grid, they'll have their electricity, and they'll be able to survive. And when you begin to see states making preparations, and these are knowledgeable people, and the legislature there in Maine voted overwhelmingly for this, totally blacked out by the controlled media, and you have to ask yourself, why? Who doesn't want the public to know? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
While the storm clouds gather, global demand gasoline exceeds mine by more than 50%. Give us a little in the financial world. Let us swear allegiance. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value in respect to the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts. Day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Thomas. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Thomas was just saying that one of the people who works there for the Freeze Dry Guy had told Thomas that on three separate occasions he had lost his job and basically had to rely upon their long-term freeze-dry food to keep them going. But even though he'd lost his job for a period of time and didn't have an income, they were able to eat, and so the family was never aware of the dire circumstances that they were in. And obviously he got a job again, and now, of course, he's working with the Freeze Dry Guy, and hopefully he'll be doing that for a good long while. Well, our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for our guest, Thomas, who'll be with us for 30 minutes, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-295, if you'd like to ask Thomas about certainly what should be done. But Thomas, what sort of food should people be laying in? Should they be laying in meats? Meats are fairly expensive. Should they be putting in certainly things that are certainly less expensive? Perhaps certainly some of the things. I know we've got strawberries, and we've got certainly sliced bananas, and we've got certainly some of the fruits that you have. The meats are much more expensive, but certainly what things do the ordinary people who are laying in a supply of freeze-dried food actually lay in? What sort of things? And what other things would they get to lay in besides the freeze-dried foods?
One of the mantras that if you call our company at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, if you were to call us or you were to email us at freezedryguy.com, what we'd tell you is to store what you eat because you eat what you store. Now, on a superficial level, you could say, well, yeah, that's what you would do. But you would be surprised how many people don't. They will stock up on things because they got a good price on them, but it is not food that they would eat and enjoy, and it is not food that their body would assimilate and body would digest easily. The important thing to do is to store foods that you know you and your family members will eat. Could you do this at the supermarket? Yeah, you could. However, that's going to be much more labor intensive, and it's going to cost you time as well. Now, the foods that we have available, one of the great advantages is their long-term shelf life. You're talking 25, 30 years or longer. So these are foods that you buy, you store, and you know will be there for you when you want them, when you need them most. Could be that personal emergency we talked about specifically to your family, or it could be something on the national level like you talk about very often. Any number of things, this food will be ready for you. It's high protein, it's high nutritional value. It's very easy when your power goes down and you have no electricity. If you have some water, you can make these meals. And the important aspect that goes with, you know, why would you get something that you're going to enjoy is when a crisis hits, you'd be surprised how important a simple meal becomes. It can be the highlight of the day. You know, the freeze-dried guy who started our company, he became familiar with this food as a special forces trooper in the U.S. military. And he would talk very often about how one of these meals would be the highlight of the day when soldiers were out in the field. It's really not different here if you're involved in a crisis or emergency. I've been in many of those situations following hurricanes, tornadoes, 9/11, you name it. And, you know, a lot of people think the government's going to be there to step in and take care of them. Well, there's a chance that'll happen, but that's certainly not going to happen right away. It can take days. It can take weeks for them to find you or for you to find them or have a way to reach each other. So it's really incumbent on all of us as Americans to make homeland security begin with our own homes and then proceed from there.
All right, but if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question for Thomas, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And suddenly, Thomas, now what about your website? How can people go to your website and find out what these various products are that you have?
You can look around just going online at freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com. And there's a couple things there that I'd like to point out. Right now, for 2014, we have increased our Survival Insider Club benefits. And it's free to join, free membership, just go to this page on the website, become an insider. You get 10% back on all of your purchases. And you get a sign up of $10 in survival bucks, just for signing up. We're not going to sell your email to anybody. We're not going to spam the heck out of you. It's just our way of keeping track of who's with us and taking care of loyal customers in this way. There's no requirements, no monthly, sales minimum, no gimmick like that. Free to join. You'll get special offers that aren't available to the public. You'll get lower prices, giveaway prizes, access to limited supply things. There's a whole number of reasons to join our Survival Insider Club, and it's the right price. It's free.
Well, now, basically, Chris, you not only have meats, but then you actually have meat dishes, don't you? In other words, rather than just have beef, don't you have stroganoff and other things like that to add to flavor? Now, how can people find out what preservatives there might be? I mean, certainly my son is very sensitive to aspartame and MSG. Which of your products would have that? Which products would be free of those products?
Well, we post nutritional value information with many of the products on our site. We also have a specialty food section with all natural foods, gluten-free, vegetarian, non-GMO, low carb, low sodium. So we have a number of things for people like your son and others who may have dietary concerns. The fact is, this is not the old MREs that people ate in the military and the freeze dry guy first ate. This is high quality, high technology food. It's fresh food where the moisture is removed from the food, but all the good stuff that you want is preserved, and that's the taste, the aroma, the texture, the nutritional value. It's all there, and it reconstitutes with just a little bit of water, and you'd just be amazed how suddenly this delicious meal appeals before you. One thing that you're not going to find on our website tonight, but you will find later this week, we have just obtained, the freeze dry guy just came back from Mountain House, and we have just obtained the 2013 overrun of all of the long-range patrol rations for the military. These are delicious, high-protein meals, high-energy meals, that are lighter than the standard MREs. So if there were a situation and you had a bug out bag, these LRPs, as they're called, long range patrol rations, or LRP rations, are very lightweight, very delicious, gives you about 20 ounces with each little food packet. And it's just a great option for people in any disaster preparedness or emergency preparedness plan, and we will have those on our website in the next couple of days, and that's very exciting for us.
All right, now, Sydney, are you getting them cheaper because they're an overrun? What? How much will they run? How much would one of these actual MREs run? You know, you're getting a dinner, or
well,
you're getting a lunch.
The best thing really is to buy them by the case. And they'd be a couple of dollars each
well,
of the
couple
items.
Of dollars for a meal isn't a couple of dollars for a meal. You have a hard time getting a meal at certainly McDonald's for a couple of dollars.
Exactly. Yeah. And this is going to be a much higher quality, high nutritional value. These are the type of the meals that are used in special forces in very extreme cold weather conditions. These are versatile for those where you have soldiers out in the field and they are not going to be able to get a resupply of food very quickly. Very often the food that our soldiers have can determine the outcome of their mission. And when they have these certain foods, they have the ability to be away longer. They're lighter weight to carry, because if a soldier has too much to carry in a backpack, that can work against them. So these are very versatile foods. And the freeze-dried guy always calls them like the Rolls Royce of military rations. So if you don't know much about these, I really suggest you just explore and check them out. I think you'll find they're incredibly delicious and nutritious. And I'll put myself personally on the line with your listeners. If anybody wants to learn about these or have me let them know when they're on the website this week, just send me an email at info@freezedryguy.com and I will get back to you right away, I promise.
Okay, the telephone number again, and incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And what's the number there at Freeze Dry Guy?
866-404-3663 or 866-404-FOOD.
Oh, we'll be right.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
on board. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Thomas is going to be with us just for another 5 minutes. He's studying with Freeze Dry Guy, and Freeze Dry Guy does help to support Radio Liberty and keep us on the air. Thomas was talking about the fact that they have dehydrated butter. They have dehydrated cheese. They have dehydrated eggs and things like that, and eggs with bacon and eggs with ham. So these are things. And now, can you get these in both the number 10 tins and in these MRE kits as well?
It depends on the individual product, but yeah, the number 10 cans are really going to give you the best value. But yeah, you can some of these products come in pouches, which are good for backpacking and camping and fishing trips and hunting trips and those kinds of things as well.
Okay, now I want you to get your website out one more time and get out your telephone number a couple of times so that in case people really are trying to get things lined up, why, they'll be know how to get in touch with you, and especially how they can join your special club and get the 10% off. But how can people get your website? How can people get to Sydney and call in and talk to one of your consultants?
It's freezedryguy.com. The VIP club for free membership is Survival Insider. You'll find that down on the left side. Just click on the icon for Survival Insider, put in your email address, and you'll get $10 in survival bucks just for joining, and 10% back on any purchases that you make. The phone number is 866-404-3663. Or if you want to remember, 866-404-FOOD. And literally, you can call us without being sold, but call somebody like the good old-fashioned way people used to do business, just trying to help you out. Our people won't rush you off the phone if you're not buying, but they'll answer your questions, try to help you out, try to steer you in the right direction, maybe get you started if you haven't done any preparedness efforts at home. There's no risk for you. And again, the other thing, I've given out the website and the phone number, but I'll give out that email address again. If you have any interest in the LRPs, the long range patrol rations, just fire me off an email and I'll get back to you when this stuff is online. And you can reach me at info@freezedryguy.com.
And of course, they have a whole flock of regular employees there, but you can always ask to speak to Thomas. He's sort of one of the chiefs there, and certainly is well acquainted with
one of the chiefs, one of the minions.
Right. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. This will be the last time we'll put that out, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or because, of course, we're going to, in fact, I'll let you know that at the half hour, why Thomas is going to be dropping off. And though we'll be looking for your calls, we'll talk about whatever you want to. We'll do open lines the last half hour. But I really do believe that people should make their preparations. They should have water available. They should have food available. They should have certainly something, a means of keeping warm and dry. And these are vitally important things. And you probably should have some food, vitamins, and other supplements on hand to get you through. We don't know what the future holds, but we can tell you that everything suggests that we're going to be moving into a very uncertain world. I think it's only a matter of time before there's a war in the Middle East, only a matter of time before there's a war in the South Pacific, or certainly between China and one of its neighbors, or Korea. And we don't know how this is going to affect us, but people should begin making their preparations. So basically, do you think that the average individual now is in the process of actually laying in supplies, or most of them already have their supplies? What are your thoughts on that, Thomas?
I think it's a growing number, Stan, of people who are realizing the time to do something is now. And it's not the kind of thing where you have to build an addition to your house in order to store everything, but it's, you just have to get started, because you know, many disasters don't announce themselves that they're coming down the pike. Osama bin Laden didn't let us know what he was up to. Superstorm Sandy didn't let us know what she was up to. These things just kind of happen, and you have to be ready for them when they do. you know, one of the things that I think is also important that you have is good old-fashioned cash under the mattress, because if the electrical grid hit happens that you've talked about, you're not going to be able to go to the ATM. You're not going to be able to go to your bank. You're going to need good old-fashioned cash is king, and that would go a long way during a crisis or a disaster.
I certainly agree with that. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you'd like to talk to a member, we're going to be doing open lines after the break. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. One more time, get your telephone number out, then we'll let you go.
866-404-3663.
One more time.
866-404-FOOD.
God bless. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too, sir. Thank you.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley. And most of you out there want so many people agree that Miracle Tooth soap really is a miracle. Miracle Tooth products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle Tooth, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle Tooth products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle Tooth and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle Tooth today. After you've tried Miracle Tooth around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle Tooth today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle Tooth soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's open lines for the next 30 minutes. If you've got something you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And, well, one of the big issues in the newspaper is a new book certainly put out by a fellow named Gates. He was formerly the Secretary of Defense. And, of course, he's been very, very critical of Barack Hussein Obama, because Barack Hussein Obama wanted to get American troops out of Iraq. He wanted to get American troops out of Afghanistan. And although he was certainly forced into increasing the number of troops there for a while, his heart was never in this. He wanted to pull us out. And of course, Mr. Gates' position is this was dereliction. He was the Secretary of Defense, and he was very much against the president's position. He derides him, saying he didn't believe in his own military position, and really what a terrible individual Barack Hussein Obama was, because he wanted to get our troops out of Iraq, and how we certainly should have left our troops in Iraq. We should have done like we did, and well, we've done in South Korea, like we've done certainly in Japan. We've kept our troops there for long periods of time. And of course, the basic theme of this book, which of course has been written by Mr. Gates, is that we should have left our troops there. And I hate to say it, but I think that Barack Hussein Obama was absolutely right. It was vitally important that we get our troops out. We never should have had our troops there in the first place. And nobody has the courage to want to say that. We never should have gone into Afghanistan. Basically, we went into Afghanistan because supposedly why we were attacked by 19 hijackers there on the 11th of September 2001. The only trouble is the six of those hijackers are still alive and well. They died that day, but they came back to life. And you can go up on the internet and go to Google and type in 6 9/11 hijackers living in their age, and you'll find that's true. And maybe you can explain that to me. Must be a little dense, but I can't figure out how they could have died that day and then come back to life, and why when 15 of the 19 hijackers suddenly came from Saudi Arabia and they were funded by Saudi Arabia, why we went to war with Afghanistan. Unless this whole thing was as phony as the Second World War, or we financed the Germans all during the war and then protected the Nazis and sent them to South America, then tens of thousands of Nazi war criminals responsible for the Holocaust sent to South America, and of course only two of them. Only two of them, Klaus Barbie and Eichmann, were ever tracked down and punished. The rest of them were allowed to get off scot-free. And nobody ever asked that or why it was that Adolf Hitler was allowed to escape. In fact, we're going to have an interview next week with our good friend, Dr. Jerome Corsi, who's written a book on hunting Hitler, going along with another book we carry called Grey Wolf. And they see, I have very little question that Adolf Hitler was allowed to go to South America. Why? Because he was deeply involved in the occult, as were the leaders of America at that time, and they still are today. Well, it's open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And we'll talk about whatever you'd like to. And right now we have Dave calling from New York. Hi, Dave. What part of New York are you in?
All right, in the central part of the state, about 35 miles from Cooperstown Baseball Hall of Fame.
Okay, very good. Well, it's good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, a question, I guess, and a comment that you might respond to both. I was thinking recently about during the Great Tribulation, we read about it in the Book of Revelation, how little, what it'll be like to read the Scripture. And my thought was, how will people sleep worldwide during the Great Tribulation? How much sleep will they get? How horrible things will be? That's something to think about, isn't it, Dr. Sting?
Well, I think that when the tribulation comes, it's going to be a very, very terrible, terrible time. But we don't know how soon that will be. A lot of people think it's going to happen very soon, but I think there are a lot of things that have to happen before that. I think we have to have the war described in Psalm 83. I think we have to have the war that's described in Ezekiel 38 and 39. I think they're going to have to certainly rebuild the temple. So I think that this is going to be sometime in the future. Now, a lot of people just say, we shouldn't do anything, just it's all going to happen. I think that we ought to be involved doing everything we can, at least to delay it. It'll come in God's time, but I believe, of course, it'll come much, much sooner if the people continue doing absolutely nothing and allow these terrible things to continue going on and allow this wicked people who control our government to use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. But when the tribulation comes, I think it's going to be a terrible time. We're told, see, initially, why suddenly a quarter of the population is going to be eliminated. And then after that, things really get bad. But all we can do is just live our lives, and I suspect I'm going to be not going to be here for that. I'm getting on, and basically it could be a matter of a few years. It could be a matter of a few decades. We're just going to have to wait and see, Dave. Nobody knows.
Yeah, that's a very good answer to that. My other thought was, when our Lord Jesus Christ raised from the dead and then later ascended into heaven and was seated at the right hand of the Father, I'm thinking, my, what a great time of rejoicing and a celebration must have taken place among the saints and the angels in heaven when the Lord went back into heaven. What do you think?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I think that basically it was an exciting time. Our Lord, I said, he fulfilled his assignment, and basically, but in preparation, of course, the time, knowing full well the time was coming when he was coming again, because that is what he promised to do. But we have no idea what it would be like in heaven. We can imagine all sorts of things, but I'm looking forward to it and hope that I'll be there, and I hope that you'll be there and we can meet at that time. Our telephone number, if you're out in the listening audience, it's open lines, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We'll talk about whatever you want to. And Dave wants to talk about the coming period when the Lord returns. But, of course, before that, there will be this terrible time of tribulation. Anything else, Dave, you wanted to talk about?
The last thing that you might comment on, in Monterey Bay, is there any readings or any talk or things on TV or newspaper about radiation from Fukushima and the water?
Not really here. We're not hearing about it here. And we hear these stories about suddenly how the floor of the ocean is all covered with dead things. I think that we're being manipulated. I mean, I realize that a lot of people certainly believe that certainly we're getting increased radiation on the West Coast, and we are in areas. But I don't think that there's any evidence that we can prove it comes from Fukushima. And certainly I think that there's a real problem over by Japan. I think that they're probably the fish there are not safe to eat. I think that the immediate area surrounding the nuclear plant at Fukushima is dangerous. But I believe that we are being manipulated. And certainly, as so often happens, this is an effort to focus our attention on a non-issue, which I think at least now, maybe it'll become a major issue later on, but suddenly we've read the material that comes out of Woods Hole for the oceanographers there, and they certainly are the ones who actually analyze this very carefully and say there's very, very little real evidence of any contamination here on this side of the ocean. There might be a fraction of a bit increase in radiation, but does it come from Fukushima? And basically, of course, our good friend James Corbett, who lives in Japan, and you can go to his website. He has a website where he specifically covers what's going on in Fukushima from the Japanese point of view, and certainly he is not thinking about leaving Japan. And basically, if he's not worried about leaving Japan when he's much closer, here we are probably 6,000 miles away with a great ocean between us and them. I think we're being manipulated, and some of my very, very good friends are pushing this whole idea, and all I can say is, I disagree. We're just going to have to wait and see. I hope I'm right and that they're wrong. I would hate to think I was wrong and they were right. But we're living in dangerous times, but I do not believe the danger is from Fukushima. I think it's from all of the other things we talk about. Anything else you'd like to say, Dave, before we let you go?
No, sir. Thank you, Doctor.
God bless. And okay, that was Dave. If you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's all the lines are open, so you can call and get in right away. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call, and we'd be glad to talk about whatever you would like to talk about here.
While a storm cloud gathers, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair.
talking about how we're manipulated. It was about 2 weeks ago, maybe 10 days ago, when on the Alex Jones website, they had an article there suddenly about the fact that there'd been a gigantic flare on the sun. And basically, we actually hadn't had that much in the way of solar activity for about 6 months. And suddenly, there's a gigantic flare about three times the size of the Earth. And basically, the flare was coming towards Earth. Now, that was on a Tuesday. It was supposed to reach here in 48 hours on a Thursday. And suddenly I read it as we talked about it on the air. I said I just didn't know what was going to happen. But what was so interesting is we weren't reading about it at all in the newspapers. And did that mean it was going to be significant? Well, what really was so interesting was that the 48 hours passed, and you could never find an article about anything. The only thing we found out was that they did cancel one space flight for a 24 hours waiting to make sure this would not affect the flight of a satellite. But other than that, not a word. In fact, you can't even certainly go over the internet and find any word about this actually hitting the United States or hitting any part of the Earth. Well, was this a false report? No, I think it was real. But I think, of course, that all it did was focus our attention on a 9 issue, and they do this all the time. They play games with our mind. Well, let's go. Right now we have Sue calling from Washington. Hi, Sue. How are we doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. So what'd you like to talk about?
I would like to talk about the executive orders that were signed into law December 31st, 2011 with the NDAA 2012.
All right, you're going to have to tell me what they were. What does they cover?
Okay, the NDAA 2012 puts this nation under martial law, and it was signed in as an executive order by Obama. Along with that executive order, he also signed in 98 other executive orders, which at the time he puts this nation under martial law also changes the law of this nation to Sharia law. I don't know how many Americans are aware of this, but under Sharia law, if a girl is raped, she should be put to death because she's unclean. If a woman is divorced, she should be put to death because she's unclean. If a woman serves in the military, law enforcement, construction work, anything that's considered to be a man's position, she's to be beheaded. Now,
are you suggesting that that's the law of America today?
That is the law. That is when he signed in those 98 executive orders, along with the NDAA 2012, when he orders us to go under the NDAA 2012, we will be initiated under Sharia law.
Are we under this today?
Yes, sir, we are. It was signed into law
December 31st, 2011. I will have to check it out. I find it difficult to believe.
And I can tell you this. I was in New York, in Buffalo, New York.
And they started guillotining people yet?
Not quite yet, but they have ordered the guillotines. They do have them on hand.
They have the guillotines on hand. Okay, fine. Yes, anything else you'd like to say, Sue?
Yes, I think that people need to be aware, while I was in Buffalo for speaking God's word and speaking against Sharia law, I was detained there. I was held for a week in solitary confinement, no food, no water. I was beaten twice from my neck to my feet to include broken bones. And this was because I spoke out against the Sharia law.
And have you brought suit for your mistreatment?
Well, the problem we're having right now is we don't have any attorneys with American balls that want to take on this government.
Okay.
If there's one out there, please call me because they have a fabulous lawsuit.
Well, you go ahead and put your telephone number out, and then we'll let you go.
Well, that's kind of putting myself in danger, but I'd be glad to give it to you in private.
All right, fine. You can call our 800 number and give that there, and anybody wants to get in touch with Sue, but this sounds a little strange to me. Because
well, there's documented proof.
Okay, thank you very much, Sue. Thank you very much, Sue, and just call and leave your telephone number with Mike Shane's 1-800-544-8927. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Luxy calling from Michigan. Is that L-U-X-Y?
L-E-X-I-E.
Oh, okay, Ellie. It's Leslie. Okay, fine. Go ahead.
Lexi. All right. So this is my deal. I'm concerned of our youth and how sex ed is being preached in schools as you can explore your body, you can do whatever you want to your body, you can abuse your body, and you don't have to worry about the consequences. And with the new administration that's in the White House right now, they're talking about progressive sex ed. I don't know if you know anything about that. But progressive sex ed.
What specifically about the sex ed?
Okay. Progressive sex ed is where they start teaching your children sex ed in basically pre-K. How it's okay to explore your bodies and how it's okay to masturbate. And I think it's sick.
I think you're absolutely right. I agree, and I share your concern. Anything else you'd like to say? Because we do have several other callers.
You know, and a lot of people don't know that this progressive sex ed thing is actually in part of the Affordable Care Act for our school being taught.
You're saying that sex ed is in this Affordable Care Act?
What?
Are you saying that sex ed is in the Affordable Care Act?
Well, no. Yes and no. Progressive sex ed is in the Affordable Care Act.
Progressive sex ed. Well, perhaps you get something else.
There's a difference between sex ed and progressive sex ed. Oh. Progressive sex ed is starting when the children aren't even in puberty.
Okay,
not even in high school.
Well, if you could get me something on that and mail it to me, I'd certainly appreciate it. And you can.
I give you my email address.
Okay, just call our 800 number, 800-544-8927.
Hold on.
Okay, and then you can get our address and get it right off to us. Thanks very much for calling. Let's quickly go to Rich calling from Aromas. Hi, Rich. How are we doing? Rich, are you there?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
With the rich aroma. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have aromas calling Rich, and he said one of his friends claims that basically if you sign up for Obamacare, you're going to have a chip injected into you by the year 2015. I was just telling him I keep my ear fairly close to what's going on. I really don't believe that, but maybe his friend knows something that the rest of us don't know, or maybe there's so much disinformation, Rich, out there. Have you actually seen this on a legitimate website or a legitimate site or written someplace, we could verify that, because basically they're trying to scare us. It's like, oh, the Fukushima radiation, they're going to start evacuating people from the West Coast to California probably next week. Get everybody scared. There's going to be a gigantic solar flare. It's going to hit the Earth, and we're all going to be incinerated in 2 days. This story, you know, about having to take a ship by the year 2015, you really want to verify that before you put it out, because we don't know that it's true. Do you actually know it's true?
No, I just got the information about 2 hours ago.
Okay, fine. Well, why don't you check it out and find out?
I'll check it out. I'll check it out, and then I'll give you the information he gave me, and we'll check it out. But, I was just more or less asking you if you heard about that.
No, I haven't, but okay. I will tell you that there's an organized effort to get us so concerned about a lot of things that we can't think effectively about anything.
Oh, no, I agree. We gotta verify. But Alex Jones did send a crew out, and he said Santa Cruz Beach was good and Monterey Beach was good. They hardly detected any radiation. But when they went up more towards San Francisco, it was 14% higher than it was supposed to be. So,
but why? And was it the radiation from Japan, from Fukushima, or was it some other source?
They didn't say. They just said it was 14% percent higher than what it was supposed to be. And someone from the health department up, I think Mendocino County, went out to go check it out because that was extremely high.
Right. Well, I think that they're trying to scare us to death, and basically they're succeeding. They want to take our attention off the really important things. So basically, if we're looking at all the unimportant things, or they can frighten us, we will not see what is really going on that is going to decimate our society and destroy the dream that once was America. Hey, we're out of time, Rich. I got to do a quick little commercial here. Thank you for calling, and please check that out and let me know what we can verify, okay?
I will send you the information regarding that that chip deal, but
okay.
I don't think Alex Jones would be putting out scare tactics.
I think that somebody has got to him. I think he has people working for him that are pushing this idea. I know they've tried to infiltrate my ministry a number of times. So I like Alex, but I think on this issue he's wrong. Okay.
All right.
And let's hope that I'm right and he's wrong. I'd hate to think that he's right and I'm wrong. We're just going to have to wait and see. We'll know. But time is going to let us know one way or the other.
I will get on that maybe tomorrow or the next day, and I will give you all that information that I received. And I would definitely like to check it out, because if it is true, we're in big trouble.
We are in big trouble, whether it's true or not. God bless. Thanks so much, Aromas Rich. Bye-bye. And this is the time when I need to remind all of you out there in the listening audience that my ministry is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us financially, we sure could use your help. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and you can go to our website of RadioLiberty.com. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can buy our products. Or you can buy our health products, as that really helps us. Or you can certainly get your Miracle 2 soap products to us. We use them religiously. We have for years. Basically, you can certainly get your Berkey water filter. We have a line of spices. We have a lot of things which we think are important. We hope that you will as well. And so give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, where you can actually listen to our of radio programs. You can watch our DVDs. You can read our newsletters. You can see our section on us and me on the Georgia Guidestones and on population control. And then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor Courtney Henderson. And, of course, suddenly Courtney is the minister. He's the minister of a church that one of my best friends goes to. Jim Sutherland's been my friend for 30 years, and he asked me if we'd put Courtney on tonight so we could talk a little bit about his church. People might be looking for a good church where they preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and this is what's so vitally important today, because those of you who listen to our program regularly, I know that suddenly we're involved in a spiritual battle that is being played out on a political and psychological battlefield, but it is really a spiritual battle. There certainly is a material world, but there's an invisible world. There's a spiritual, there's a subjective world, but there's a spiritual world. And until people understand that you cannot understand hardly anything going on today, unless you understand this invisible, mystical world that is there, in which God and the angels exist, and which this tremendous battle that is being fought today, the battle between good and evil, a battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Pastor Courtney Henderson, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Well, thank you.
Why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself, how you came to be a Christian, how you came to be the minister there, and the name of your church where you are.
Okay, I became a Christian back in 2002. I was a young man living in Dallas, Texas, working at PXU, which is an energy company. Just out of the blue, I was moved to go to church on one Sunday. I arrived, and when I arrived, everyone in this church, they was getting ready to leave, and they encouraged me to come back. But I didn't come back that Sunday night. I went to work the next morning, and one of my coworkers didn't show up. On Monday, he didn't show up on Tuesday. Then Wednesday, we found out that he was a deceased. The young man had been murdered. Well, I decided to go to the church that Wednesday night. And while studying with the minister, near the end of that Bible study, he informed me that he was going to do a funeral of a young man that worshiped there who was murdered. Well, out of the blue, I asked him if his name was such and such, and he said yes. I was convicted knowing that life is so uncertain. Everything that the preacher said made sense and showed me everything in the Holy Word. I obey the gospel. And the man taught in such a way, his messages was always clear. It was always plain. And I was moved to want to do the exact same thing. So I decided to go to school and decided to become a minister. I went to school in 2005, January of 2005, finished in December of 2006. And my first ministry was in Missouri, a small town of about 10,000 souls outside of Springfield, Missouri. And I ministered there for about 6 years. My work ended, and I had the opportunity to come out to Santa Cruz.
You know, I'm glad you're in Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz needs ministers who love the Lord and will get the message out, because this simply is the heart of liberalism, and of course the counter to that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you have a question, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris Courtney has came here knowing full well this was a very liberal community, but feeling he might be able to have an impact on what's going on. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, where is your church, and how can people get in touch with your ministry if they're interested in knowing more about you and about your church?
Okay. Our physical address is 637 Pacheco Avenue. That's P-A-C-H-E-C-O Avenue. and that's here in Santa Cruz. Telephone number is 831-423-6046. And we do have
You always have to repeat your telephone number twice. That's 423 what?
Thank you. 423-6046.
423-6046, and that's basically, it's up at the end of Morrissey Boulevard. It's just on the other side of the, on the mountain side of the, certainly the freeway there. Well, so the, basically, you know, why is Christianity important? How can Christianity impact on people's lives and change their lives?
Okay. Concerning why Christianity is important. We all have the same needs in life. You think about how important family is. When you see the home being torn apart over selfishness, lust, and greed, Christianity plays an important part in that as far as getting family units back together. When you look at the news and you see crime, once again, selfishness plays part, and Christianity will be able to get rid of crime to the point where there will be peace upon this earth as well. I believe it takes men and women and young people going back to God's good book and seeing what he has in store for them. I believe that it will have a greater impact when the Bible is taught in the way that Jesus Christ taught men and women. It's good to have an education so that you can speak to all of mankind. So with that education, one must understand that everyone do not have the same knowledge that they have. So speaking in a way that is relative to where people are will have a greater impact.
Well, basically, of course, the thing is that if people were Christians, we would not have the crime that we do. If people were Christians, well, suddenly they would try to get a job and look after themselves rather than suddenly try to get unemployment or disability or try to find some means by which the government will look after them. Suddenly, when you're a Christian, you're answerable to God. When you're not a Christian, you're answerable to government. And suddenly, the society I grew up in the 1930s and 1940s, when I was just a boy. The America of today is an entirely different nation because, of course, we've turned our back on God as a nation. And I really tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and I think he's going to bring his judgment on this nation because, of course, we've turned against him. What are your thoughts on that, Courtney?
My thoughts on that is, regardless of who is in office, Jesus Christ is the still Lord. And, of course, at the end of the day, we still must answer to God. That's my view on that.
Okay, fine. Well, now, how can we get people, though, to want to come to church? How can we get them to want to give their lives to the Lord? How can we get them to want to obey the Ten Commandments?
In order to get people interested is letting them know that there is a message that speaks to their particular situation. I believe we've already talked about marriage, but I didn't have the chance to get in depth in that particular marriage. I grew up in a broken home. A lot of the kids that I went to school with as a young man didn't know their father. And even today, living here for this past year, my children, their friends with a lot of other children and their parents are not together. But when people understand what God says about marriage and how important it is and how that union supposed to supersede any relationship that they have with other people, with the exception of him, that will keep their relationship together. And not only that, but the Bible teaches that people can have marriages that are good. Letting people know that The Bible also teaches that marriage can be fun. It's something that's supposed to be enjoyable, where people can find pleasure and some bliss. The Bible paints the picture of the Garden of Eden as the paradise of God. And if people understand that God promises them a paradise on earth with their relationship, I believe that will be very attractive to them. Instead of looking at a worldly marriage, for instance, where there's arguments, there's bitterness, and there's unhappiness, and there's marriages that fail all the time, showing people the image that God has in store for them, I believe is very appealing.
But how do we show them? How do we make them understand that they need God? Certainly, we look at society today. 42% of white marriages, 42% of white children are born out of wedlock. About 50% of Hispanic children are born out of wedlock. About 72% of black children are born out of wedlock. These kids start out with two strikes against them. Basically, marriage is vitally important. This is what God ordained. And now, of course, basically, marriage is really nothing at all. Two homosexuals can get married. Two transvestites can get married. We've totally disrupted God's plan for society. How can we take America back to become a Christian nation that honors God? Because my fear is that certainly if we do not do something very quickly, God is going to bring a judgment on America. And I don't think people have realized how horrible that will be if it should happen. But what are your thoughts? How are we going to get America straightened out?
There's something that one talk show host said on many occasions when he interviews people and their lives may not be in order. He asked them, how's that working out for you? I believe if people open up their eyes and realize that the situation that they're in is not good, and not only that, but be able to have long-term vision and see that the decisions that they're making today not only ruining their lives, but it will also ruin the generation that is to come. If folks will look at the generation that was before them, not everything that they did was perfect. Not everything that they engaged in was right. To be able to take the good and learn from the good, learn from the error, and not engage in it, believe maybe this world will be in a better position as well. But one thing about God is, God doesn't force anyone to do anything. That is a good thing, and it is a bad thing. I say that it is a good thing. One reason why it's a good thing that God doesn't force anything upon us is because how can we truly love him if he's forcing us to love? It's a bad thing because many people choose not to follow God. And as they make bad decisions in life, it sort of impacts all of us. I kind of liken it to how the scriptures teach that you ought not co-sign someone. Of course, we know the reason why. If you co-sign for someone, they don't make the payment, you're going to receive the call. You will be hurt. Your credit will take a hit. Well, we are all a part of the human race. We're all a part of this human experience. And the things that our neighbors do will have an impact on us. And that's one of the reasons, and that's one of the things that hurts. But God, he doesn't force anyone. What it's going to take for people to be pleasing in the eyes of the Lord and for this country to get back where it ought to be, which is an example for all nations, instead of a laughing stock is.
Well, I certainly concur, but I think that people need to realize they need God if we're going to have a better society. Are you on a regular hard line, the telephone there, Courtney? Are you on a cell phone?
I'm on a cell phone.
Do you have access to a hard line phone? Because it's really much, much better on a hard line phone. Do you have access to one?
What's going on right now is I have my earphones on, so what I'll do is just unplug that. Give me one moment.
All right, fine. Well, basically, of course, I think the Christian message is so vitally important. And people have to understand that we really are involved in a spiritual battle. And until the American people turn back to God, and whether they're going to, I don't know. My hope is that things are going to get worse and people are going to be, again, looking for answers. If you have a question or comment on this issue, because it is vitally important, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Courtney, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. That sounds like some better. But basically, how long have you been here with us in the Monterey Bay area?
I've been here a little over a year.
Hold on.
And we love the area.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years,
Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Courtney Henderson, Pastor Courtney Henderson from the Church of Christ here in the Monterey Bay area, certainly here in Santa Cruz, and talking simply about the basic belief of their gospel, certainly based upon the Bible, and totally upon the Bible, and just what the Bible says and their interpretation of it. We have Jim calling from Scotts Valley, who attends a class there, and Jim's an old friend of mine. And Sydney, Jim, did you have another question for Pastor Courtney Henderson?
Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
No problem.
America's love
at
pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevity, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinex promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinex. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is the guide to everything that we teach and everything that we believe. With the intent
of things that because you explained what hermeneutic means, what do you specifically mean by that?
And it is a simple way of interpreting the Bible. That is, everything that we do, we must have a direct command that comes from the new covenant that Jesus did die, and he did establish a new covenant for us to follow. You can call us when it comes to how I live and my Christianity and the things that I practice and how I worship, I'm going to have a direct command that comes from
our website, IOTCOnline.
Not only must have a direct command, I'm going to have to have an approved example that is something that I can read in Scripture that takes place over and over and over again, which makes it an approved example. Something that Jesus did, something that the apostles did, something that
would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's
food? Not only that, but
who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
All right, fine. So basically, you use the Bible as the basis for your beliefs and certainly how you respond to society. Anything else that Jim you'd like to ask? Well, I think this is so important. that people understand the foundation of Christian belief. And my feeling is that people are not going to look for Christianity unless they have some sort of a crisis in their life. Certainly, I've seen that in my medical practice. The few doctors who in our community were really evangelical Christians, most of them had a major crisis of one sort, lost a mate or lost a son or something had come, and really, of course, it made them realize that they needed to have a personal relationship with God if they were going to be able to be effective in life. And it really was a wonderful thing to see the transformation and how people's lives truly were transformed by the relationship with God. I'm sure you've encountered that many times, haven't you, Courtney?
You're absolutely right, and I'm so glad you mentioned that. I once read a book by Dr. Thomas B. Warren. Are you still there?
Yes, we certainly are. Go right ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was hearing music.
Yeah, that's all right. We're going to a break, but go ahead. I'll tell you what. Go right ahead.
I once read a book by an author by the name of Dr. Thomas B. Warren, and he mentioned how this world that we live in is the perfect place for soul creating. And since you mentioned how many crises will cause people to come to the Lord, the truth is, crises, they come to everyone.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Pastor Courtney Henderson. You hang on there, Jim. We'll be back in a moment.
While a storm...
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest this evening, Pastor Courtney Henderson, with the Church of Christ here in Santa Cruz. On the line is one of his parishioners, my friend Jim Sutherland. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. But of course, as I was simply saying, that I really believe that what draws people to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ in many instances is a personal catastrophe, a personal problem. And of course, as I look and see what's happening to society, we have it so good. Most people don't need God. At least they don't think that they need God or a relationship. But basically, if things go as I fear, maybe even as I hope, because I do hope that something will happen which will foment a great revival and people turning back to God. This certainly happened at the time of the first great revival in the 1730s and the second great revival in the 1830s. And well, hopefully it would come here almost 200 years later. Because if the American people don't return to God and to a personal relationship with God and to obeying God's law, I see very little hope for the survival of America as we know it. But what are your thoughts on that, Pastor Henderson?
Of course, history shows us that great nations, they rise and they do fall. I do pray that it is the will of God that this country will continue to last, and that I could be that one person. Perhaps you could be that one person that will put God in a position that says this country is worth existing longer because of the things that we as Christians are doing.
Well, I certainly agree with you. Jim, hang on there. We do have a caller, and I'm going to put him on here as well. I don't think we'll miss you. Basically, to have Ron on the line, Ron from Washington, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Am I on?
You are on the air talking to people all across the world. Our telephone number, if you're out there, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. But Ron certainly is one of our regular callers, one of my favorite callers from the state of Washington. He's a substitute teacher. Go right ahead, Ron. What are your thoughts?
Well, I want to commend the pastor for spreading the truth to a world that I think has been conditioned by our culture to reject it, especially by our schools. Working in them, I consider them pagan cathedrals, and humanism is the state religion there, and it's promoted, and others, like Christianity, is really not tolerated. And I want to... So we've got an uphill battle, and I'm glad that we got the pastor there to proclaim the truth. Evolution is nothing but the pseudoscientific anti-God religion of death, and it is the foundation for communism and many different types of tyranny, because you just kick God out, now you end up making government God.
You're absolutely right.
And it seems like that's happening here.
It certainly is. Well, let's get Pastor Henderson, Pastor Courtney Henderson's response. How would you respond to what God, to what Ron from Washington State is saying, Courtney?
People are rejecting God. I recall a few years ago when I was first exposed to online chat rooms, I just assumed that everyone would be more accepting to the message. But believe it or not, most of the rejection that I was receiving, they actually came from young people. And then I asked myself, why is it coming? All of this rejection coming from young people. I don't want to blame the school system completely because, you know, good teachers like you, you're handcuffed. When you think about what's being taught as far as science is concerned, God is out of the equation. In their minds, God simply does not exist. And then you ask yourself a question, what about their parents? Are their parents exposing them to Christianity? Many parents in the area where I live, They're not exposing their children to Christianity either. And as a result, what we get is godless communities and ultimately a godless country as well. But those who do believe in God, we have to continue the faith. Dr. Stan was speaking about how we're faced with different crises, and unfortunately it takes trouble knocking at the doors of people in order to get their attention. The truth of the matter is we all have crises in our lives. Trouble will knock on everyone's door. But it's our responsibility as Christians not to just isolate ourselves. I know the world is becoming more isolated. We have everything that we need within the four corners of our home. But it's good for us to go out and let people know who we are and what we believe. Of course, government is not the answer. I believe that Christianity is.
I believe you're absolutely right. Anything else you want to say, Ron, before we let you go?
Well, our freedom is based on Christian principle. If you read the first sentence of the Declaration of Independence, laws are not valid unless they comply with the laws of nature and the laws of nature's God.
Amen.
The laws of nature's God is biblical morality,
right.
And that's being crushed today. And we have God sets the standards for right and wrong, and now we have the Supreme Court usurping the position of God, and nothing done about it.
And that, of course, the reason that the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of schools was because of the subversive element that controlled the Supreme Court between 1941 and 1971. And at that time, the Masons controlled a majority of the United States Supreme Court, and none of our ministers will tell the public that. Anything, I'm going to let you go, Ron. We do have another caller. Well, parting thoughts before we let you go.
Well, preach the word in season and out of season.
God bless. Thanks very much. And let's go to...
We have Dave calling from Central New York. Hi, Dave. Do you have a question or comment? Hi, Dave. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
You can hear you just fine. Go ahead.
Okay. What night did Dr. Stan to give a witness for the Lord Jesus is... I use a booklet, a little pocket, a shirt-type booklet. It's 12 and 15 pages, and it's by it's called The Little Red Book. Little Red Book. It's from Rochester, New York, actually in North Greece, near Rochester, New York. And I use about 12 to 20 of those a day to leave a witness, do a short witness to someone, and they have a witness, something to take along and read, a very solid message about the cross. And it's pictures, and it's in color. And very well, it's the best ones I've found in 20 years.
Well, I think it's so important that you're doing it, Dave, and it's incumbent upon each one of us in our own way to be pushing the gospel, certainly. I do this by talk radio. You do this by distributing, certainly, the booklets. Our minister does this by dealing with people and by sermons. Certainly, would you say to our caller, Courtney? Dave is back in Central New York. He's distributing these little 20-page tracts to people. Sounds like almost like a comic book. Trying to give them an introduction to our Lord. What would you say to him?
I'll say that you're doing a fantastic job for the Lord. It reminds me of what the Apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. And when you think about it, sometimes, as the Apostle Paul said, he was willing to be a fool for the Lord. The things that we do, God, he does not consider it as being foolish. Some people will look upon us believing that we're wasting our time and wasting their time. But one thing that they will never understand is we serve a higher being. And at the end of the day, we have to make sure that God is pleased with us. And what we're doing is we're looking for that one soul. We think about the world of telemarketing. They will talk to 100 people, and they will be lucky if they find one person that is interested. as Christians, we don't want to be in a position in which we talk to one or two individuals and we become discouraged and we don't want to do it anymore. I encourage us to continue to talk to as many people as possible and strive not to lose heart.
Because that's the advantage, certainly, of talk radio. You can talk to people, and hopefully, even if they're not Christians, they'll listen. I know we have a lot of listeners who are not Christians, but hopefully we're raising that question in their mind, and perhaps something I say or something you say or one of our other callers will say will get through to them, and they'll suddenly begin to understand suddenly the vital importance of that personal relationship with God, which does transform our lives. Dave, anything you'd like to say before we let you go?
Just a comment. These little red book from North Greece, New York, little red book at 10 cents a piece, they're very well received. And you know, Dr. Stan, I never get a chance, an opportunity is never presented to me to witness for the Lord. I make the opportunities and take the initiative, and what a blessing. I mean, it really makes every day is a great day of getting out there and telling people about the Lord Jesus. And I don't collar or buttonhole anybody, but they're very well received. Sometimes just giving them something, they're glad to take it. Very seldom I don't want one, maybe a couple times a week.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dave, why don't you go ahead and send us one? If you'd like our address, you can call our 800 number, 800-544-8927. Send us a copy of the little red book and the address and where we could get it. If we decided we'd like to use that, will you?
Yes, I will, Doc.
And thank you for what you're doing for our Lord. God bless, and thanks so much. Okay, fine. Jim is calling. Certainly, it goes to Courtney's church. Jim, do you have any thoughts? I don't mean to keep you there. Simply silence you. We do have callers from across America, Washington, New York, both sides of the country are listening. Do you have any thoughts or that you'd like to put forward in the five, 8 minutes we still have left?
Well, one thing I'd like to mention is that, you know, there's a lot of problems in this world, and that religion can be very helpful to help us sort these problems out. And it'll be a very big benefit to us in this lifetime. But one little thing we don't want to forget is there's a little added benefit of being a Christian, and that's the hereafter. You know, the good Lord has promised us that after this world is gone, that we'll be living with him in heaven and for eternity. And when you start talking about eternity, that makes everything here on earth look pretty small. So I don't think we ever want to forget that aspect of being a Christian either, because that definitely is an important aspect. And while it can certainly help you on this earth, get through your daily lives and help you have a more comfortable life.
Well, it reminds me of one of my favorite sayings. It came from Whittaker Chambers. And he said, you know, between God's plan in time and God's plan in eternity, there's an infinite quality of difference. Between man's plan in time and God's plan in eternity, there's an infinite quality of difference. And I think that's one of the most profound things that I've ever heard. Anything else you'd like to say, Jim, before we let you go?
No, that's it. And I want to thank you, Dr. Stan, for having the program tonight and just being there.
And basically, you talked about that they do have they have dinners, they have potluck dinners there at the church.
Very true.
Okay, how often? When is the potluck dinners?
Generally, it's once a month. I believe it's the second Sunday.
Oh, the second Sunday. Okay, fine. Sydney Courtney, once again, I'd like you to get the address and the telephone number a couple of times of the church out. So if people are out there, they're interested in knowing how to get in touch with you, they can. How can they reach you by phone? How can they reach you if they'd like to come to church? And what are the church services?
Okay. Telephone number is 831-423-6046. That's 831-423-6046. And we're located at 637 Pacheco Avenue. That is in Santa Cruz. We meet for Bible study at 9:30 a.m.
That's on Sunday morning.
That's correct. Thank
you.
Sunday morning, 9:30 a.m. We break for fellowship at 10:15. That is, we just have coffee with one another and talk with one another. And we do that for about 30 minutes. Worship begins at 10:45 a.m. And we strive to finish before noon. And we meet again for a p.m. Service or Bible study at 6 p.m. Midweek, we have evening services on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. And that is the Santa Cruz Church of Christ.
Santa Cruz Church of Christ, and our guest is Pastor Courtney Henderson of the Santa Cruz Church of Christ. And basically, of course, he is with other ministers trying to get the word out. Certainly, we need to do everything we can to certainly make people understand that life really has no meaning if you don't have a personal relationship with our Lord. Oh, you can have a good time, you can do all these things, but in the final analysis, of course, why? Remember, there is eternity, and basically eternity is a long time, and you certainly want to know where you're going to spend eternity. And the only way I think you can be certain is to have a personal relationship with our Lord. Jim Sutherland, before we let you go, any parting thoughts for us?
Well, I just think that you know, the good Lord wants us to be his children. He wants to bless us. And if we follow his word and do as he says, he will bless us, you know, and all throughout the Old Testament, there's examples of the Jews that were his chosen people and how he wanted them to follow him. And constantly they'd be doing good, and then suddenly they'd turn away, and then he would cause them to have problems, serious problems.
Amen to that. Well, thanks very much, Jim. Let's go, Pastor Courtney. Pastor Courtney Henderson, what are your parting thoughts for our listeners tonight?
I've never met anyone who died, who came back and said the Bible is wrong. You'll never meet that person. There's always a voice that comes from heaven that's found in the Bible that says it's right. And there is an eternity. And that's what I live for.
Amen to that. Well, thank you very much for being with us. It's been a real pleasure. Our guest has been Pastor Courtney Henderson of the Santa Cruz Church of Christ. God bless you. Thank you very much. And we'll look forward to talking. Hope to get a chance to meet you sometime.
Okay. Thank you.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, we'd love to hear from you, and you can join or at least contact us by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, or 1-800-5-HIV. War, the HIV like the virus, one HIV war, which is certainly the slogan we used when we were trying to fight the AIDS epidemic. What people don't understand is AIDS is a created disease designed to kill homosexuals and blacks. It's doing an excellent job of it. This is why it's decimating the black population of Africa and certainly the black population here at home. Almost half of all the people infected with AIDS in the United States are black. And, of course, we never mention that. Why do you think we never mention that? Because they know exactly what they're doing. They're trying to kill off the black population. And they introduce this in the homosexual population to kill them off as well. And nobody's going to tell the American people, which is why we use that slogan, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because this is a war, a battle for the survival of Christian civilization, the lives of blacks and homosexuals. Well, this is certainly, I hope many of you will want to go to our website, radioliberty.com, and you can get a list of the various items we have there. And we would certainly mention we have a wonderful DVD we're carrying. It's called Blood Sacrifice. Blood Sacrifice, it's certainly about 2.5 hours. It's certainly the story of Adolf Hitler. And, of course, what most people do not understand is that he was a Satanist, he was a cult, and many of his followers looked upon him as the Antichrist. They looked upon him as totally evil, and that's why they supported him. There was a powerful spiritual component behind Adolf Hitler, which most people are not going to talk about any more than they're going to talk about the fact he was allowed to escape to South America. And we carry the book Grey Wolf, if you'd like a copy of the interview I have with the gentleman who went to South America to track down and talk to the people who knew Adolf when he was there or took care of Adolf before he died in 1962. And then, of course, next week we're going to be interviewing Jerome Corsi, who's written a book on hunting Hitler, going into the background of the fact that Hitler survived. And the fact that this is never mentioned in America, it simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. So basically, the book Grey Wolf, and you can get the story of Hitler. Want to get the interview I have with the author, you can order that as well. And our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. We hope that you'll want to get the DVD on blood sacrifice. That's Blood Sacrifice, and it's excellent. DVD, 2.5 hours. And it really goes into the spiritual forces behind the Nazi movement, which people don't understand. Now, the fact that the Nazis were financed from America, this is covered in a book we carry called America's Nazi Secret. Another one called The Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. That's America's Nazi Secret and Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. If you don't like to read, we actually have a 4-CD set of my interviews with John Loftus, and that, of course, is called the Nazi Secret. I believe that's what it's called. But anyway, you can just ask for the John Loftus 4-CD set. We'll get this for you. You need to get this information, anything that we have produced. You have our permission to reproduce and get out. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. If you're in a position to help us financially, we can certainly use your help. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show, you're in the right place. Welcome to all the Power Hour family. I thank each and every one.